At the end of this episode, you'll become a fire expert. So keep watching to become the ultimate pyro!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Manpacks, manly goods on a schedule. Get started today and have underwear, socks, toiletries, shaving supplies, and more delivered to your door. Visit manpacks.com/twit and get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or buy a $50 gift card for $40. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll make you a Minecraft expert in no time. Fire is an interesting element in Minecraft. It can be used to light up your caves or destroy your city. I created a list of 5 fire tips. Let's call them hot tips. So let's go ahead and show off all of these awesome things you can do with fire. So first, I want to show off a little, tip number one, we've named our chest here. First, I wanted to show off something that a lot of people don't realize and is a quick way to always get food in game. See this little piggy here? Hey dude, taste my diamond of steel. Now this sword has been enchanted with the fire aspect effect. That way, anytime you hit an animal, they will be caught on fire. Now, when an animal dies to fire damage, if they are able to give you food, they will also drop a cooked version of that food if they die with fire. This can also be used to light animals on fire. I almost lit that wool on fire right next to that pig. So we may catch this tree on fire, but if you light the area around a pig on fire and then he dies to that fire, look at that, cooked pork chops right out of the pig. And it looks like the pork chops fell into the fire, which made that item disappear. But that is tip number one. Don't bother smelting. Just kill with fire aspect or flint and steel. Next is, if you have a bow that has been enchanted with flame, you can set off TNT from a distance. And this can be really useful when playing in PvP maps or just to scare your friends from a very far distance away. I love that tip. Next is, if you have netherrack, netherrack is actually the only block that you can light on fire and it will stay on fire indefinitely. This will never go out and the netherrack will never burn away. You can try this with logs and sure, the fire won't go out, but then the log will be destroyed by the fire, causing the fire to go out. Also, if you want to use this in conjunction with the fourth tip, that dispensers will actually dispense fire in front of them. Now, dispensers will not actually suck up the fire. They won't vacuum up the fire. But if you destroy the fire and dispense it again, it will obviously come out. This can be used in conjunction with the fact that dispensers will suck up water. So you could have it timed so that the water would come out, put out the fire, be sucked back in, and then all ready for you to light it another time. But really cool tip that fire can be dispensed by dispensers. Let's thank our sponsor for this episode, Manpacks. Manpacks solves a problem. As a guy, there's always basic stuff that I forget to buy until it is too late. Finding good products takes time. Underwear, socks, quality face rub, natural shaving cream, all of these things need to be gone and found, and it's really, really difficult. Also, you have lots of stuff to do, things that take up your time. There's after work, there's sports, games, friends, family. Who wants to spend extra time surfing the web for the right pair of socks? So, the solution? Join thousands of men who have already signed up for manpacks.com. Update your next pack when you need something or just wait for every 3 months, and a new shipment will arrive at your door. Free shipping, free returns, easy account management, a no BS return policy. At Manpax, the customer is always king. So we have two exclusive offers for you, the TWIT listener. Visit manpax.com/TWIT and either get $10 off your first order of $30 or more, or buy Manpax for a friend, get a $50 gift card for only $40. So go to manpax.com/TWIT and get started today. And we thank Manpax for their support of our show, OMG Craft. Okay, for the final tip, and some of you weren't expecting a bonus tip afterwards. So, for the final tip, this is, I know it looks like a crazy contraption, but this is actually how far fire will spread in game. All of the air blocks that you see are where fire can reach if you are trying to build a structure. This is really, really useful when trying to build a home with a fireplace in it. And if you have anything, wood, leaves, anything burnable, even this wool in this air pocket here, it will be caught on fire. Now, hopefully you can easily count out there is a 3x3 down here, a 5x5 area over here, and some of these corners are not included. And we've used this new 1.6 hardened clay texture so that you can easily count for yourself. Now, a bonus tip. Over here, this is sort of a tip for maybe if you're a server admin. If you use the default fire ID, this can only be got in-game by having an admin use the server console to give this to you. You can actually craft this fire into, let me go ahead, into a type of armor that isn't available any other way. This is how you get chainmail armor, by crafting this fire ID into useful items in game. Isn't this ridiculous? Have you ever thought about using just the fire ID for all your clothes? Anyway, that is a little bit of a bonus tip. So, if you have another tip that you would like us to spotlight in the game, feel free to send us an email, mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow the show. OMGCraftShow is the Twitter user account. Be sure to subscribe to all of our future episodes, or make sure to watch all of our past episodes at twit.tv/omgcraft. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you guys next episode.